Hold the coconut with the eyes facing the palm of our hand. Continue hitting the coconut and rotating it around until it cracks open. After 10 minutes, we'll see cracks in the coconut shell. Depending on the coconut, this may be a difficult task, and we may need to put some muscle into it.
Did you like it?
Okay, this is disgusting. Okay, just bleep out some of this.
Okay.
Okay, wolf spiders are quite docile.
We're not.
We don't bleep on the
Yeah, we're not a production savvy enough to bleep out.
Okay. Well,
hold on,
shit.
I can go bleep.
I have to buy some royalty free bleep sounds, and we don't have the budget for that.
Royalty free bleeps. All right, never.
Johnny
that's
Bleeper
fine.
Makes a lot of money off this.
Yeah, man. So, wolf spiders are quite docile. A trick to interacting with one is to approach it from behind and carefully pick it up by its abdomen. This makes me want to puke already, but that's like nothing. Make sure you do this slowly. You don't want any of her children to be disturbed. Also, remember to have a friend nearby. Place the abdomen in your mouth and press upwards with your tongue until the spider bursts against your soft palate. This will get the baby spiders to move around quite a bit, but you'll be ready for them. Take the penis of your friend and insert it into your mouth, being extra cautious to let as few of the babies escape as possible. Perform fellatio on your friend. The mouth should be quite slick with the combination of the spider mulch and your warm saliva. The difficult part here will be to use your tongue to force as many baby spiders into his urethra as possible before he ejaculates.
Oh,
it's well
God.
Worth the effort, and thanks to the high number of wolf spiders in certain parts of the world, it's easy enough to try again if he orgasms too quickly.
Wait, which part of this would I have bleeped out?
Literally, like everything.
Like every detail?
The whole thing.
Except for the modifiers?
And like this thing has, well, like not that many, but like 2,000 upvotes. And then the one underneath it is just like, when a comment is more what the fuck than the OP.
Oh my God. I discovered a sub the other day. I think I sent it to you guys. Enough internet is what it's called. Did you guys check it out?
Oh my God.
It is.
That's enough internet for me.
Things get pretty fucking gnarly on that.
Okay. Good. I'm going to go take a walk.
Yeah. Well, there used to be, there was a really popular one. That was like, I don't remember how I discovered it, but it was one of those that like, once I discovered it, I was like really bummed out that I discovered it because it was just too grotesque. I think it was Space Dicks, I think, or something. But there's a really famous, legendary, Dog Boobs is just eating donuts
disgusted.
Into the mic while reading about wolf spider semen.
She's getting better.
You are a lady.
She's getting better.
You are a lady.
She's bigger.
This is just who I am, okay?
Okay, well that's enough with our pod today. Bye.
Bye.
all right. So this is Did You Read It? Twice a week. Twice a month, maybe bi-yearly.
Yeah.
We're not sure.
Once a summer, twice a week.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't know when we're coming.
Podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
And my Free Day.
Those are our given names.
Biblical names.
That we've also chosen for our Reddit. So if you want to get a hold of us, feel free to send us a message to any of those. Or you can hit us up at didyoureddit@gmail.com. Did You Read It Facebook? I guess we probably have other social medias that we are less involved in.
Yeah. Tumblr.
Right.
But
thank you. Thank you, everybody who's been sending us messages lately, wishing for the pod back. We really appreciate it because
you've inspired us to get off the butts.
Yeah. Couldn't do it without you.
No.
So today we're trying a new format. First of all, we're gonna start doing something a little bit more streamlined, again, with the sole and very overt intention of getting money from corporate sponsors.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
We're shilling. Doing this.
Mm-hmm.
We are literally selling out as we speak. You can hear it coming from our voices.
Starbucks.
Right. Starbucks. Yes. Starbucks. Give us money to do a podcast about the internet.
Gordito.
Just Gordito. Is that a product? Could you get sponsored by products?
I think you can get... Yeah, like we're like the Gordito podcast for Taco Bell, you know. Like,
oh, really?
That's
an interesting idea.
You
got to
go niche. You know, we only eat gorditas here at this pod.
Totally.
I'm into that.
Like a Dan versus Dave scenario.
Who wants to live forever? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, you're not. So you might as well enjoy a gordito.
Right.
That'd be a cool ad.
Especially if you mispronounced it.
Gordito.
No one wants to live forever. Gorditos. Taco Bell.
That's beautiful. That's
really, really potent stuff. All right. So we're trying a new format today. So every pod from now on, we're going to start with a little update on what's going on in the main page of the week. Since this is technically supposed to be a weekly podcast, we want to cover a little bit of what happened on Reddit that past week. Today's episode is actually pretty much, it's a special report on something happened last week, but we're going to go through and do a little recap of some of our favorite posts from the week on all.
Yeah, because Reddit is the front page of the internet, right?
Right, so, and things were happening.
No.
Well, you know, we never quite address what's going on. It's a really good way to just like, hey, what's up this week?
Yeah, and especially if you miss something. I mean, this is kind of, consider this your little, your own out-of-the-loop subreddit.
Some people tune into the Today Show. Some people watch CNN. Some people watch Fox and Friends.
Yeah. Right.
We look at Reddit front page.
Right. So one thing I saw, and that was actually going to propose that we did this for an entire sub or an entire pod. But I bailed. But there's been something going on. I don't know if you've seen this. It's their garlic memes. And then there's also, I'm trying to remember what the specific sub it was, but it was about, let me see if I can find it. It was, if this post gets blank amount of upvotes, I'll post it again with a double the number. Have you guys seen those?
No.
So this is like, this has been a thing. You see it a lot. You've seen it on Circle Jerk, and you've seen it on Me IRL.
Okay.
And one of them, there's one that has 82,000 upvotes, and it is, if you post this, if this post gets 65,536 upvotes, I will post it again with the double the number of frogs. And there are literally that many frogs in this single picture.
Damn.
They also have one going on with garlic bread, and then one that's just upvotes. And I think it's in Circle Jerk. I'm not sure what it means, to be completely honest. But
wait, so if it gets X amount of upvotes, and then the guy reposts the photo with that many individual images of a frog.
Well, it's literally just like karma. What do you call it when people are just begging for karma?
Karma whoring.
Yeah, karma whoring. It's like karma whoring. To like a sarcastic degree.
Yeah.
And so
it's clever and silly and stupid and
but it's like perfect. Gotten like it's increasing like crazy. Like people,
what is that about?
I don't know.
It's
but
not
it's
that funny, but then it is. It is. Yeah.
It is because people
because
did it 65,000 times.
Yeah,
exactly.
Everybody did it.
And the guy who's kind of been leading the brigade, his name is like Mr. Salamander or something like that.
I love the prizes for a lot of these challenges are like
Salamander.
Yeah.
It's just like an image of a bunch of frogs. Like,
yeah.
You don't like the satisfaction level is minimal, but also like immense at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what makes it.
It's kind of beautiful.
Totally. So the guy's name was Gecko Gary.
Gecko
Mr.
Gary?
Salamander.
Yeah.
I knew it was something like that. So Gecko Gary has been leading the brigade on this. And you can find him. It's actually not the top post of the week. In all, because this is so typical. God damn it, I'm such a cynical bastard and I don't want to seem like that, but the top posts are always hyper positive. Like this one is, a few months ago I had a top post that I was just starting chemo. Today I found out that my tumor shrank to about half its size and the cancerous nodes in my lungs are gone. Also, I got to play with adorable kittens. It's a good day. I mean, that is like karma whoring 101.
Yeah.
That's not a karma whoring comment. I don't want to say that that's what they're doing, but like
if you
want to get karma,
you literally beat cancer.
Yeah,
beat cancer and have 12 kittens.
Have kittens in your lap.
Yeah.
And be attractive.
Yeah.
Right.
And the internet's pretty good about
she's
that.
She's got like
stuff,
the
right?
trifecta.
I bet there's not
the
there's no trolling going on there. If there is, it's minimal.
Yeah. Totally. It's just like for sure everyone's really pumped and happy for her.
Right.
And it's a real thing. But like just on its own, that's the perfect formula.
The other couple I found that I really liked. So there's one of this.
It's the one I sent you guys.
Which one? The passport photo?
Yeah, the State Department nailed my girlfriend's passport.
Amazing.
What? So
it's top of the week.
So it's basically like it reveals her true self, and it's a cone head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like a really
like an eight forehead.
The actual picture is like a pretty attractive young girl. You know, she's 25. She's good looking. And then her passport photo is she's straight up cone head.
Like something got like stuck in the printer and it just kept printing her forehead for a few
days. I have a really, really bad passport photo right now.
Right.
So much so they stop me when I go places and they're like, they don't think it's me.
Oh, wow. Really?
I was in Hong Kong for something and I needed to renew my passport. And I stayed up the night before with a buddy who lived there and he like took me out to like the clubs. We
were right.
up to like 7 in the morning. My passport meeting was like at 9 a.m.
Oh, boy.
So I show up like really, really basically like hungover, still drunk.
Right.
To like a government office.
Oh, God.
And I had to get these photos taken right then and there. And like I'm like swollen from like a 16-hour flight. Plus,
right.
Plus like drinking all night. Yeah.
You have a newly minted Hong Kong gang tattoo on your face.
That's exactly. Amazing.
Black eye, missing a tooth. And I go in there and they give me my picture. And 3 days later, I get my passport. And I'm like...
That's 3 days later?
They turn around really fast. I mean,
Jesus Christ.
I'm talking about China here, dude.
That's true.
They get it done.
So you have
factories are there. So
a gross looking Chinese passport.
For 10 years. Till I'm like,
that's crazy.
I love
like
that.
40 or something.
Yeah, they last forever.
Yeah, it's pretty chill.
My driver's license is still my picture from when I was 15.
Oh boy.
That's half a lifetime ago.
That's in like during the shooting of Kelly movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like braces,
yeah.
Sunburn, like puffy hair. And I'm like,
yeah, straight from Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, exactly.
So another one that made its rounds that we loved. And this is so sad, but so goddamn funny. So happy birthday to you isn't funny. Did you know, alone on Mars, the Curiosity rover sings itself happy birthday every year on August 5th?
That is the saddest thing.
So the rover just roving in a desolate land that no one will ever see. He just sings himself
alone
happy
on
birthday.
A planet. That's sad.
That's the most depressing.
That robot's pretty smart. I mean, it's got some brain power, right?
Right.
Like
I hope they made it sound like digital, like shitty, like
right.
beep, 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 beep. Right.
But there are some people out there that are alone and are not celebrating their birthday with anybody of importance that can relate to the aloneness of this rover, right?
You're like, right.
In a weird way, the rover's giving people some kind of connection hope. And hope. Even though,
like, maybe you could move to Mars and be alone here with the rover.
This is why robots are going to win and kill us all, is because the robot could give two shits
exactly
about our feelings. And it's like birthdays.
Yeah,
I'm gonna live for fucking 1,000 years.
Yeah,
I don't start counting till the last 900.
bitches.
And then it's gonna go like pull out its robotic dildo and fuck itself.
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah. And then they're like,
every
don't
time.
Give a fuck. I didn't even enjoy
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
they just do whatever they want. They're not beholden to any stupid yeah. humanly. Desire.
When was the last time I stopped for a sip off my Camelback?
Yeah.
Never.
Never. I just found a dog on the front page that looks exactly like William H. Macy.
I know.
And it does.
So that guy, the guy who posted that was on, Alexi, what's his name? The founder of Reddit and husband of Serena Williams.
Yes.
He was on Fallon or something. And that post, they were talking about Reddit, and they used that post to talk about Reddit, and because it was top at the time. And then the guy who posted it, they went into his profile and started looking at the other stuff he had written in profile, and he like had some like
that's what happened.
On some like disgusting shit.
It's like
Ken Bone thing.
It's a Ken Bone all the way.
So that
Ken Bone, the best guy in America, who also loves teenage titties. What?
He like no, he was like a what was he
into? Was he shaming fat girls?
No, he said he's like...
It was a cute comment about butts.
But it was like... I think it was during the Fappening.
Oh,
and it was
God,
like Jennifer Lawrence or something. And he was like...
I'd like to see her butt.
I still like to see her. I still like to see her butthole. I think is what he
yeah,
said.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was like specifically butthole. Which everyone's like, look. Hey.
It's a lot more endearing when it's from... When you're talking about a butthole. Because it seems like so... 12-year-old. Like you only know one private part and it's a butthole.
Butthole.
And then it's Ken Bone. So
oh my God. Ken fucking Bones.
I still own Ken Bone.com.
Do you really?
If anybody wants to buy it. I wasn't able to cash out as I thought.
You should have flipped that one early.
Yeah, we were really hoping.
Is there
a
marketplace that you know about how to flip these at, or is it just?
No, but there's, it's a funny idea that there'd be a marketplace where you could buy websites that lost their sex appeal after an initial purchase.
Oh, right? Yeah, it's hot. It's definitely like, you know, going out of business Kmart sale
totally.
Right now. It's,
which is hilarious.
It's $1.99.
anyway, all right. So that ends the first portion of our show talking about all and
excellent.
The things that were on the past week. Now getting into the topic of today. And this is actually pertinent to everything that was happening the past week because we are now, I think this is a contentious topic. So I'm not sure if we are at peak meme, if we're on the crescent of peak meme.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what relationship this is with the meme world. We'll just have to see how this one continues to grow,
right.
If it does. But something beautiful and very special happened on the internet last week on Reddit.
And when news breaks, we're here to cover it.
We're here to cover it a week, maybe later.
Yeah, within 2 weeks,
yeah.
It's going to get covered.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
So there was a post on TIFU, which if you don't know, is Today I Fucked Up. So r/TIFU. And it was about, let me see if I can bring up the actual post. It was about a guy. Is your?
I've got it up.
How do we talk about this with a stranger in the room?
Oh, right.
Oh. What?
Is homegirl gonna? We're about to talk about
upset.
Nutting
That's
into a
fine.
Coconut. All right,
yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
just want to make sure.
ESL, bro.
ESL. that's true. All right, so.
We're having a really important podcast
right now. Yes.
Look, this is a place of art and worship.
So, sorry, we're belaboring.
And
so,
hedonism.
So, this past week, it was, it's the second one down, and it has spawned a completely new Reddit subculture. And it is TIFU by coming into a coconut. Okay. It has 62,800 upvotes. And it took Reddit by storm. Mostly TIFU, but Reddit by storm.
Mm-hmm.
What's the TIFU? Can you?
Today well, I fucked up. So it's
yeah,
literally.
Yeah, I know, but.
It's people telling stories about them doing something that is like either embarrassing or like tragic.
Yeah.
Where it's like, today I fucked up.
Like, I'm a dumbass because...
What's the original story?
Ooh.
Because I don't...
Okay,
look,
I have
you don't,
it here.
You have the original
story. My point is, like, you don't accidentally come into a coconut.
No.
You intentionally go like, huh, I bet I could fuck that instead of my hand.
Oh, well, there's... So, I'll read you the post. I'll read the post verbatim. I thought you were asking about today I fucked up in general, and I was like...
No.
I don't know.
As it pertains to this sub...
You should popcorn read.
Yes. He has an AMA thread.
Yeah, he does.
That's amazing. All right. So we'll have to get into that. So anyway, today we're all talking about today I fucked up when I came into a coconut, which has spawned a subreddit called Coco Fleshlight.
And it's
is it plural or singular?
Plural.
Fleshlights.
Coco Fleshlights. Plural.
So COCO Fleshlights. Right.
Yes. And so I'm gonna read the original post verbatim. All right. This things I fucked up didn't happen today, but quite a few years back, for obvious reasons, I'm using a throwaway account as my family knows my main Reddit username.
Oh,
Bill
good idea,
Jenkins.
Buddy.
Poor guy.
Teacher.
Anyway.
Bill around, Jenkins teacher.
It'd be really hard to keep this
what is
a
his,
secret.
Coconut Throwaway 69 is his throwaway account. All right. Anyway, around 8 years back, I lived in northern Mozambique, a coastal southern African country with quite a warm climate. My mother at the time was going through a health nut phase and only buying food she deemed healthy enough. One of these was coconuts. She would buy several coconuts a week to use in food and in the local market. Anyway, being a horny teenager, I fapped in regular intervals. Fapped, if anybody doesn't know, that's jerking off. The sound that you make when you jerk off, specifically.
I think it's like this.
Yeah, that's a fap. That's a fap sound.
Gross, I didn't know that.
Yeah, fap is
you
can make that sound if you one-hand clap.
Yeah, Doug
everybody
going to learn a lot about men today.
That is gross.
Everybody at home, try a quick fap.
Well, don't try a quick fap.
Or
guys, can we all just do it together real
quick? Try a quick one-hand. Jesus Christ.
Ew.
It sounds, I'm the one hearing it in the mic right now.
Does it sound?
Absolutely disgusting. We can't.
Good. Oh, cool.
Is nice. There's a nice bowl of like fresh lotion in the middle of the table that we're all just like putting our hands into.
We should get job as Foley guys.
Yeah.
We should.
I would love to.
I specialize in jerk off noises and farts.
All right. So, anyway, being a horny teenager, I fapped on a regular basis. Unfortunately, there were some severely stressful examinations coming up for me. And as such, my fapping reached a higher peak than usual. And as I was feeling pretty sexually frustrated, one day I hear that my mother is going to be out for pretty much the entire afternoon. Horny me decides that would be a fantastic idea to fuck a coconut. So, there's really no genesis to it.
No.
He just literally saw a coconut, was like, curious. Let's see what that's like.
0 to 90.
This all sounds really normal.
Yeah. Honest, and we will get to that actually in typical male behavior. So honestly, man, to this day, I can't fathom why I thought it would be a good idea, but my train of thought back when I was clearly somewhat clogged, I end up grabbing the coconut drill. Okay. I didn't know that was a thing. Coconut drill.
I guess if you live in a place where you're like crushing Southern coconuts Mozambique all day, you have a drill for coconuts.
It's probably a drill for other things that you just call a drill for coconuts when you're
living. Yeah, I'm sure he's used it to like hang a couple posters of Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, totally. Anime characters. Anime. Based on this story. Yeah.
I found one on Amazon. It's called a young coconut opening tool.
Oh, my boy. God.
I don't even want to.
That's disgusting.
That's actually just terrible. A bottle of Drucar Noir.
Oh, my amazing. God.
Anyway, all right, getting back to the story. I end up grabbing the coconut drill and through 20 minutes of concerted effort, created a hole large enough for me to stick my poker into, my porker. I decided it required some lube and grabbed the nearest slippery thing, some butter.
Jesus.
Before shoving it into the coconut and followed shortly by my meat. I fuck the coconut and it actually feels pretty damn good, so I blow my load, shove the coconut under my bed, and continue about my day.
Wow.
Okay. Things get weird. It's already weird, but things are getting increasingly weird. So, like, the dear listener, if for some reason you have sensitive ears, heed them. If you have children in the room, you're listening to this.
Stop! Don't ever listen to this podcast ever again.
Yeah. What are you doing? Yeah. Stop.
For the next week, the coconut is my savior. Whenever I want to get off, I simply take it out and fuck it in its delightfully tight hole, made better each time by the accumulating volumes of my semen and butter acting as a lubricant.
Jesus Christ!
I'm like a germaphobe jerker. Oh, like I would never re-jerk an old terrible jizz.
It's all like right. The scene from Game of Thrones where they're like cutting the grayscale off and suddenly it's the pie.
Exactly.
That's what I imagine the filling
ever.
Oh god.
Anyway.
Right. It's heaven. Now before I continue, I'd best mention that at the time our area was experiencing quite humid, muggy weather, which exacerbated an already existing fly problem. Disgustingly fat, bloated flies were commonly found around our house, and exterminators couldn't really do anything because it was a localized area problem that would go away in the winter. About a week and a bit after the initial coconut fuck, I've been using it pretty. I've been using it pretty much every day since then.
Calling her Beth.
I was calling him Jim.
Yeah. You think a coconut hole is more like a butthole than a vagina?
It seems that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, like which? It does seem more likely to scratch
structurally
you.
Round.
Yeah, or like a male's face.
Yeah.
An O face.
Yeah.
With a scratchy mustache.
Scratchy
or like
mustache.
An eye socket, I guess.
True.
on an animal?
Even more fucked up.
Like a goat's eye socket.
Okay. Which it really isn't any worse than what we're hearing right now.
Ah, the eye socket of Raven.
Yeah. All right. Now before I continue, I'd best mention. Oh, wait, I already read the part. I began to notice, about a few weeks after the initial coconut fuck, I've been using it pretty much every day since then, I began to notice a few more flies than usual, as well as an odd, unpleasant smell about my room. Must be the coconut, right? So I decide that I'll fuck it once more time before I throw it out and get a new one.
Let me fuck the smell away, yeah.
Holy shit, that's terrible.
That
logic.
Right there was like, you're a special kind of dumb.
Oh my Christ.
I'm jealous of people go through with their good ideas.
I mean, I did never some stupid shit when I was 15, but like I never did anything that fucking gross.
No.
Right. All right. Worst mistake I ever made. You see, the reason for the increased number of flies was that the coconut was evidently, in hindsight, a nearly perfect place to lay eggs. As I penetrate the coconut one last time, I began to feel a strange ringling sensation. Puzzled, I pull my cock out to discover that it is covered in rotted and moldy butter and semen. And teeming with tiny fucking maggots. They were wringling all over my dickhead.
That actually sounds like it feels good.
Yes, it's some weird.
It's like way. It's like a vibrator for your penis.
You gotta get over it.
Instead of vibrator, it's like maggots dancing on your dickhead. Totally.
Yeah, if you didn't know that maggots
dancing on your dickhead, there's a song in that. I think. Yeah. I don't know.
Definitely is.
You're the music guy.
Yeah, I'll turn that into something. My dickhead, and some were even trying to force their way up into my urethra. Delicious. I screamed and threw the coconut against the wall, which made the situation worse by spilling the contents. Hours of vigorous cock scrubbing, vomiting, and cleaning the remnants were spent reflecting on what the fuck I was doing.
I love how surprised he is.
Never again. TLDR, don't fuck coconuts. All right, so, and then there's a bunch of edits. Jesus, it's exploded. I'm glad my maggoty experience made some people laugh because I sure cry every time I think about it. Edit 2, RIP inbox. Edit 3, thanks for the gold. It eases my shame a little bit. I think I'm doing an AMA for the curious individuals. Maybe if the post hits 10K, it's quite uncomfortable for me to discuss, whatever. Anyway, so this thing became a viral success. And what happened, and the beauty of this post and the beauty of what happened after this, is more people came into Today I Fucked Up with other stories about fucking coconuts, right? Yeah. And not only people that had like done it in the past and they were like, bro, I get it, I did that too. It was people that were going like, intriguing.
I just fucked one.
Maybe I'll try that.
Yeah.
And see how it goes, right?
That sounds like a cool thing. Let's try it.
So,
do you guys remember the lobster story? The girl masturbates with a lobster?
Right.
Oh, no.
No, I don't remember that.
This was like from when I was like 12. But it seems similar. It's like some fucking horror story. There's a masturbation with
good
the lobster tail.
God.
And the lobster lays eggs inside of her. And then she like has a baby that's like a lobster baby or something. Right. This is like the story I was like told on a bus once in like 1990 whatever.
Oh my God. What the fuck?
But this rings like, I feel like the maggot eggs should have crawled up inside of him and like hatched. Oh. A human fly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's like how
had
the
baby with
the next version of the movie The Fly should start.
That would have been pretty cool though.
That would be
cool. Like this is a good start to a movie.
Totally. So this definitely is a good start. So right now that's number 2 in this week's Today I Fucked Up and probably ranks very high in all ultimate Today I Fucked Ups. Number 1, by the way, is the story of the guy who revealed his Reddit history on Jimmy Kimmel that we had just talked about.
Yes.
So, which is funny. The number 2 is the original Today I Fucked Up, Today I Fucked Up by Coming Into a Coconut. Number 3 is Today I Fucked Up by Honey Dicking My Wife After She Found My Used Condoms, which is about a guy fucking a coconut, but using condoms, and then his wife found the condoms, and she got really upset about him, so he had to tell her that it wasn't a woman, it was actually a coconut.
Oh my God.
And then she got even more upset.
That is so nasty.
Wait, so you're fucking some coconut?
Yeah, so so the TLDR on that one is fucked my coconut with a condom, wife found them, thought I was cheating on her, so I had to fess up.
I've just been fucking a coconut.
All right, so and then
people are
then
so
number
weird.
Number 5 down, I think, is Today I Fucked Up by not listening to a Today I Fucked Up about Today I Fucked Up about using coconuts as a fleshlight. So
it's become very meta.
So his TLDR is didn't listen to two posts, fucked a coconut while allergic to coconut water. Fucked up my dick real hard.
Oh my God.
I think this one maybe has a picture.
Oh.
And it's just like this like very bizarrely ovular dick now because it's very swollen.
Oh my God.
And then Today I Fucked Up by reading the Today I Fucked Ups about coconut fuckers. So was reading about coconut fleshlight fuck ups and boiled eggs, was laughing and not paying attention, spilled boiling water onto my legs, was wearing shorts and barefoot.
You know what's you know what's genius? Wait, did this guy say he fucked a coconut water bottle? Is that what I...
No, he fucked... So the guy before that had fucked coconut not knowing he was allergic to coconut water.
I see.
And then the one after that...
Big mistake.
He fucked up because he was reading about all the ones about fucking coconuts and didn't pay attention to boiling water and spilled boiling water on himself.
Got it.
And
bummer.
But
I think if you made a coconut water, like what we should do now, like if we had a factory in our backyard, this is what I would create today. It's like a coconut water brand. And the plastic bottle isn't hard plastic. It's actually like soft plastic.
God. Yeah.
And so like we're not saying fuck it, but like, right. You know, I'm trying to get an edge on the other coconut water competition out there. So like it's just like a nice soft, it's like a sack.
Oh my. Oh. Sorry, I'm reading another one of these.
Yeah.
It's today I fucked up by being tempted by the magnitude of coconut fucking posts. I'm going to read this one because it's just incredible.
Woof.
Mom, I'm sorry. After the first two posts of cocoa nutting, I was getting a little interested, but decided against giving in the combination of being incredibly horny and curious at the very same time. Then the next one came. I heard my mother's voice in my mind. If all your friends jumped off a cliff, would you do it too? But the devil on my other shoulder told me that as long as I didn't fill it with maggots or drill it too small or slice my dick on the pool out, I would be okay. I'd be fine. Boy, was I wrong.
Oh, God.
I grabbed a spare coconut from our decorative fruit bowl.
Just amazing. A spare.
I think you gotta go El Natural, though.
That's amazing.
How many of them are there in that decorative fruit
and
bowl?
Begin drilling with a knife and a twisting motion.
Oh,
that's
those things.
That's dumb.
That's number one. Yeah,
this guy's gonna.
I lubed
his
up
hand.
And begun the time old ritual of coconut fornication.
Oh.
Now this whole process was quite loud, and I was negligent.
How? Like sex loud? Like,
I think so.
Oh,
yeah.
Baby. Oh,
oh my God.
Was negligent to the fact that my family was still home, but by that time I realized this was too late. Whoosh. The door swung open in such speed that I couldn't react. There was no warning, and because of the little bitch I am, freaked the fuck out and ripped it off my manhood faster than a bullet.
Oh no.
What the fuck, my mom said while seeing me throw a coconut off my bleeding dick.
Oh!
Before I could say anything, the door shut and I hasn't said a word to me since. This just happened.
I don't
wish me luck, guys.
I don't buy this story at all.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not buying this one. It's written to like
even if,
but you know, it's creative.
Even if this isn't a believable story, this week has spawned a beautiful a beautiful new culture and meme of fucking coconuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, a new way to get jacked.
Right. A new way to get jacked.
You know the beauty of this too is that one of the rules of TIFU,
right,
Today I Fucked Up, is bodily discharge and sexual content posts will be removed unless it's the weekend. So he posted
it. Oh, really?
On the weekend.
That's
so
amazing.
Everybody was like, oh, you've been saving this one.
I like the idea that there are weekend, like, relaxed laws.
Yeah, like the moderators are like, fuck it. Like,
yeah,
we have a life. I'm not going to moderate on the weekend.
Like, I don't wear slacks on the weekends. I wear sweats the whole
time. Exactly.
It's like stuff like that.
Also, there's someone. So there was the guy did an AMA.
Right.
And then the first, so he's doing that. The first comment, or the top comment, is literally a guy named I Fucked a Coconut _AMA, who's had his account for 7 months.
Oh, so this is a thing.
So this is not the first time someone's fucked a coconut.
So there's a phrase for that. I just learned it. I don't remember what it is. It's a phrase on Reddit. Fuck, what is it? I got to think about it. But it's when somebody posts something in a topic and their name is hyper specific to that topic, but they've had the account for a long time.
Yeah.
Fuck, what is it called? But you see it all the time. It's like a really bizarre phenomenon.
It's
on Reddit.
It's insane. It's like,
I don't get how it works.
So
it's like somebody will be like, you know, like, my dad is Daryl Strawberry. And then it'll be like somebody posts something about how like their stepdad is Daryl Strawberry. And then my dad is Daryl Strawberry. He's like, hey, dude, what's up?
Oh, they know each other.
You know, or no, it'll be like he's had that account for a really long time.
Yeah.
And then he'll post about that story. So and the one she's talking about is like, I fucked a coconut AMA. Like, he's had the account for 7 months. So it wasn't like he just made that account as a burner account.
Got it.
But he commented on it. And then people always were like, checks out. Had it for 7 months. Checks out.
Yeah.
So
it's amazing when there's always someone out there.
Anything that could have happened or has happened has already happened on the internet. Like any of these names already taken.
Yeah. We should look up how many people have like our names only spelled a little differently.
This is amazing. So, all right. So now we're going to side chain a little bit. I'm sorry. We're a little clustered. This one gets us very excited. So now Coco Fleshlights. Now I think we need to dig in collectively, the three of us, to some of the peripheral posts. Cause I know that there was a post about Coco nutting on jokes and it was literally the top joke was like, have you seen the posts and TIFU recently? And then like the punchline was, those guys are nuts. but there was a bunch of them, and there's one from a girl somewhere that's like, as a woman, Can somebody please explain to me the appeal of fucking a coconut?
Please do.
So I got to find that one because I want to read that one verbatim to you since you are the...
I need to know because honestly, woman. That just sounds awful.
Yeah.
The edges sound harsh.
Well, that's why...
On the exterior. I've cracked a coconut and the exterior edge is almost like razor blade sharp.
Well, that's why I wonder...
You kind of got to sand it and almost lay down a rubber ring or something.
I mean, that guy put in... He put in 20 minutes of work just drilling this hole.
Yeah. I mean, that's easier than
official drill.
That's easier than finding a girl, talking to her, courting her for 2 years.
Yeah.
That's bringing her to 1,000 movies.
That's a good point.
Getting a kiss on the cheek.
So
skip all that.
So here's the 8th post down on Coco Fleshlights, which is now the official sub of this whole topic. And by the way, this has 4,696 coconutters and 251 wishing they were coconutting right now, right? So that's how many people are on there right now. The 8th one down, told husband about this subreddit, turned it into a fight, forged through with laughter, had a threesome with a lime. So until Redditor uploads videos, you can have my experience. During the fight, I kept my eye on the lime he had cut in half for his rum and Sprite. He was upset because he didn't want to see guys fucking coconuts, and my insistence at wanting him to check out the subreddit turned into a fight. I called him a kink shamer. amazing.
Oh, great. That's kink the thing shamer.
I thought I was springing a new kink on him and didn't understand the appeal of curiosity. There was a light bulb moment, and he blurted out, "Wait, you want to see my dick in a coconut?
yes.
It's not about you watching others. It's you wanting to see me fuck stuff? Oh, I can fuck stuff for you." And those were the magic words I needed. I pointed out the freshly squeezed lime half. We tested out a few drops on his cock to see if it'd burn. It doesn't, just to let you know. Or just don't get it in the urethra. And then he marinated up his shaft while I gave him head. It was hot and I feel disgusting reading this, but I'm going to continue. I was hot and sexy and fucking delicious. And then he squirted way too much on his dick, which gave me crazy sour face reactions. Giggle fits kept killing his erection. But I love a challenge and persevered. Lime juice might be fine for his dick, but I knew it wasn't going to be fine. Okay, fine for my vag. citrus acid and mucus membranes don't mix.
Oh.
So I had to thoroughly clean his cock and make sure there was no taste of lime before he moved into sex. After the longest, most meticulous blowjob, he was impatient, raging hard, just the way I like it. TLDR. Threesome with lime. Sex went to 11. Fucking delicious. Instead of the room smelling like sex, it smelled like Baja Blast.
Oh my God. That's beautiful.
Baja Blast.
Which is amazing.
That, you know what? That's a true love relationship when you can both get down with something that.
I'm into it.
Like, fuck, that's weird. If somebody were to judge you, you need to be like, well, you know what? My true love wouldn't judge me for this lime kink.
This is
they're
the greatest.
Meant to be together.
I am so happy that this subreddit exists.
There hasn't been a lot of big stories going on. I feel like this summer people are probably in Aruba on vacation.
Totally.
And then, but summer, you know, because everyone's on a tropical island,
totally,
having a good time, of course, fucking coconuts.
It's
is
amazing.
Pop up.
This
is definitely
so
a summer sub.
Oh yeah. I really want to find why the girl's point of view on this.
Yeah. Like what the fuck? My question is, it be scratchy?
Sorry. Oh yeah, I mean
it depends if you leave the hair on or not. I mean, I don't know if you like your field,
right?
You know,
I mean,
trimmed.
Can you? What's the strangest when you were a teenager? What was the strangest thing that you wanted to have sex with or did successfully have sex with, Dom?
I don't think I ever fucked an object.
Yeah,
know? I don't think. I mean, I remember,
you heard the stories about people fucking their mattresses.
I heard couches a lot. People used to do
really?
Couches.
Really? Yeah. Oh, where couch cushions. I get it.
I mean,
God, that's so gross though, because that's, I would always try to look for
you would have had to have the house
there.
Be empty.
Right.
You know, I guess, unless you're just super ballsy, mom and dad are at the store.
I mean, I have
couch
friends that have stories of getting off during a class in high school, just by rubbing their dick on their leg and stuff.
Jeez
like that.
Jeez Louise. What's the fun of that?
There's no
in class. No,
it's not fun. It's
it
like
just has to come out. It's the devil's iced tea. Yeah, you know?
the devil's tea.
The devil's tea.
Kyle Kinane says it's
iced
like
tea.
Kyle Kinane says it's like getting raccoons off your porch.
That's right. Yeah.
It's like you just gotta like, hey, get out of here.
Scram.
Hey.
Scram.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna go relax for another 30 minutes, watch another episode of Rick and Morty.
That definitely helps explain it.
Raccoons comes back.
Did you see the Pickle Rick episode, by the way?
No, I haven't watched it.
It's the best. You gotta watch it. It happened two
nights
ago.
Yeah.
All right. Are you reading the one about women? Why?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe you want to read it since I've been kind of dominating the monologues here. And
yeah.
This is about women.
The female asks, what is it with guys sticking your dicks in bizarre places? Please enlighten. So this guy, somehow still awake, which he's already gotten gilded once.
Right.
But I feel like I've been waiting for this question all my life. So as a girl, you know when you're staying somewhere new and you're in the bathroom with your blow dryer and you're looking for somewhere to plug it in? You know the plug is there and that you'll find it shortly, but there's a few seconds where you can't find the hole? Imagine this being your life. Stuck in those few seconds for eternity, this disorder begins to wear on you. You begin thinking crazy things. When you finally find a hole, it'll be so great. But you could create a hole yourself with some imagination and initiative. Why not create a hole? Is it weird? Am I strange for wanting to make my own hole? And that's where the dilemma is born. I hope this clarifies things. And it does.
I mean, I don't know if the same logic applies to hair dryer holes.
It doesn't. But then PM _ your tits or snacks says, disclaimer, this logic only applies if you're a teenage boy, a virgin, or extremely drunk.
Right.
So I'm still confused. My confusion's around the coconut itself.
Right.
Like, I'm trying to think of like a grapefruit. A grapefruit. A grapefruit would be
a way better.
A grapefruit to right. fuck, except
pretty
the
acidic.
Citrus.
I kind of agree though. Like at least there's some pulp in there that gives you
right?
like, friction. The
coconuts
inside
are
of a coconut's
empty.
Empty. So it's like you're essentially fucking like a hole in a wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which like yeah. look like we all love a glory hole, but
yeah, right.
Everyone does.
But there's supposed to be something on the other end. That's
yeah.
the point of a glory
that's the point
hole.
Of a glory
exactly.
hole. So. I can imagine that it's, you know.
The flies are the recipient
yeah.
of the glory hole.
Well, so maybe it is. Maybe the maggots are the pulp.
Yeah, maybe the guy didn't go far enough. Maybe he stopped right before it got good. Yeah.
I think he blew it. I mean, or you put a bunch of sand and butter in there. Or something. You know, you need like a little heft to it.
Put a little sand and butter in the
sand.
Coconut.
Sand. God.
Yeah. I mean, or like, yeah, anything. Like you could boil down chicken or yeah. something.
Well, I mean, what if you just used raw chicken? I feel like that would be better. So you stuff raw chicken inside the coconut.
Yeah.
Ew.
And then that works.
And then use it over and over for a week.
Of more than a week.
Month?
And then I feel like you could throw that thing in the oven and have some kind of a kick ass
tropical chicken thing.
Tropical, yeah. Some
Caribbean jerk chicken.
Yeah. You serve it to
in
Rick
the most literal sense.
You serve it to Rick Moranis when he's there on vacation with his family.
Oh my God.
In the event Rick Moranis comes to your house.
Oh, okay.
Here's a good ingredient.
That guy loves to vacation.
That's
this
true.
Guy says that there's a unique suction that happens that's
oh.
lovely.
Okay. That opens up a different point of view.
Oh,
yeah.
Almost like a penis pump situation.
Well, I'd also heard, so back to our original, or back to what we had asked about.
That's
what
new information,
other kids did.
By the way.
I have heard vacuum cleaner, too. I remember
oh, yeah.
that's kind of a tried and true, like if you want to get explorative, you can use a clean vacuum cleaner to suck your dick off.
Yeah.
And then Wayne, that kid Wayne Wakefield actually lost his dick. That's,
right.
That's true.
Did that happen?
Ripped it off.
Wayne Wakefield?
Yeah.
That's really
funny.
Yeah, totally ripped it off.
Dick.
I'd heard, and when I was a kid, I'd heard there's a trick about it was lotion, a rubber glove, and a rubber band.
Perfectly simulates a vagina.
Yeah,
an actual
wow.
vagina.
That was what people said. But they have.
Where do you put the rubber band?
Over the end of the dick goes.
It's basically
oh, like
a
the
butthole.
End of the rubber glove.
Right.
That's a butthole.
Yeah.
That seems tight.
Fucking a bum.
Yeah. I mean,
we don't have to get like an industrial rubber band. I mean, you can use
yeah, just like,
use, like
from
a,
the grocery store.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wrap it twice, maybe.
Those Cinnabon things you keep in the freezer. That when you
Cinnabons?
When you open the little cardboard thing
oh,
and they twist,
and they pop
they kind
open?
Of explode. I feel like dough is where I'm getting at, I guess.
Okay. Oh.
Like, like sleeping with like a cylindrical vase of dough.
Right. Yeah.
Seems safe.
That's true.
Affordable.
So let's try another one. And what about
great.
How about getting some normal Pringles, like a normal Pringles can?
Yep.
How big is your dick?
Not eating.
Damn, do you really need that whole Pringles can?
I'm just gloating. That's the reason I brought the Pringles can.
My dick is as big as a...
Yeah. Pringles can, throw in about half a cup of water.
Okay.
Shake it up.
With the Pringles.
With the Pringles in there.
Till they get mushy.
So it creates a paste.
A paste.
And then fuck the paste.
I think paste is key.
But you know what's kind of cool, though, is if you just put the water in with the Pringles as they're stacked, it just creates mushy layers of Pringles. So you would feel something fun of like breaking through layers of Pringles.
Before you get to the large intestine.
Exactly.
It's like popping them cherries.
Oh, yeah. Just like Pringles. Once you pop them, unknown stuff. <That's>, Jesus. That is so interesting.
I think that's what kids think cherries are
when
you're 12 or 13, right?
Totally.
It's like fucking a Pringle. You gotta just
bust through. What it is. It's a Pringle.
Oh, yo, Beetlejuicing is what that thing is called.
Oh.
No, not gross thing. Beetlejuicing is when someone's like, I fucked a coconut AMA, and then they post 7 months later on the coconut fucking thing. So Beetlejuicing is like where somebody chimes in 7 years later on a topic. That their name perfectly reflects the topic.
Oh, that's cool.
It's pretty interesting.
Beetlejuice, great name. Here's one. Do watermelons work? That being said, could we branch out and try melons or honeydew? I mean, actually,
honeydew sounds way better.
Way more sense.
A cantaloupe or honeydew? Like, that stuff's like slippery fruit. And man, right. I'm getting turned on just talking about it.
That is
a honeydew.
Super
I gotta
sexy.
Go.
Plus the name
I gotta
honeydew.
Run to the farmer's market.
Honeydew is like, you might as well just call it a heather.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, your name might as well be Alexis. Yeah. Like, honeydew.
Honeydew and her pert racks. Yeah, she's a stripper for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Honeydew is a stripper of the fruit kingdom.
You can draw on those things pretty well. You could do a little.
Yeah.
A little
I'm
Wilson.
I'm Googling honeydew.
A Wilson
now.
Action.
Space, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's really the raw hilarity and genius of this whole sub is the fact that coconut really isn't optimal. So the fact that...
Cantaloupe.
I think there's something interesting about the fact that people... So one guy did it. Then other people were like, I also grew up in Mozambique, and this is what I also did, right? But then other people were like, sounds like a challenge.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that's where it gets interesting is because, I mean, I'm kind of tempted to fuck a coconut right now, and I don't even want to. You know what I mean? I just kind of feel like
I should do it,
you know?
Yes. Real quick, I just stumbled upon a website.
Watermelon
flashlights. I was like, well, I don't think honeydew melons would be the best. I think cantaloupes would be the best. There's a website called buildavagina.com.
Oh.
And there's DIY vagina reviews. And this one's about a melon.
Wait, it's reviews?
It's reviews.
Oh,
so, like,
my God.
This person made a homemade honeydew melon.
We got to post that on the internet.
And then it's like, how does it compare?
That's so unbelievable.
This is amazing. Authenticity score is 50%.
Wait, is it homemadevaginasreviews.com?
Buildavagina.com.
Oh my God.
So it's like, how does this compare to a natural vagina? Softness, 5
out of 10.
What do
you do, Ted?
Flexibility and shape, 1 out of 10.
This is...
Overall experience score, 35%.
This is the loneliest website
this
I've ever seen.
This is the saddest thing.
But I am so excited to start trying out
this
some of
this. This is a thing. Oh, my God.
Like, there are
homemade
lots
vagina
of
reviews.
Ways.
What is, so what's the, construction tips?
Look, Mrs. Pringles. There you go.
Baby. Oh, my God.
Mrs. Pringles.
Oh shit, Pringles. What the fuck is
this
that?
Guy's got like a, he, oh,
Mrs.
He's
Pringles. Did he do what I said? The paste thing?
Are you not looking at this stuff?
Oh, I'm looking at it right now.
Like what is in there?
He's like created a pillow vagina in the thing, and then he's like attached it to his pillow. And then he, man. Wow.
Is sponges in there?
These guys should work for Tesla.
No kidding.
I bet this guy's on like the hotel watch list.
Oh, Mrs.
Everybody's
Pringles.
Like, show up and there's a dozen Pringles cans.
Full build instructions, Mrs. Pringles. Download PDF.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I cannot wait to put these on the Facebook page.
Prison Feifei.
What you're doing, Feifei? You're fucking a glove.
Oh, that's the glove thing.
That's okay.
Potentially fucking a glove, but on the outside.
Very familiar with Prison Feifei.
Jesus.
Oh my God.
The cucumber.
Pipe insulation.
For about like $6, you can fuck a Pringles can.
Oh, see, this guy uses the... See, he's using rubber bands.
Oh, my God. The cucumber's the worst idea.
I think... What?
They literally are like, find the widest cucumber you can find. Like, core out the middle, put it back together, and then there you go.
So I'm going to the forum right now. I'm going to see... Welcome to the Build a Vagina forum. Buy a cheap mattress... Or buy a cheap metformin online.
Oh my God.
How much traffic are we getting here on Alexa?
Right?
Foam football pussy.
No.
Artificial anal?
Oh my God. This is amazing.
This is
at first glance, the tunnel of love looks much like Mrs. Pringles. This is because I've used a Pringles tube in both.
Oh my God.
These people are the best people.
Yeah, were you about to say they were shitty and now you're like, yes. Wait, hold on.
I'm like, these people are the coolest people. I love their ingenuity. Pod.
Yeah. We got a new sponsor, buildavagina.com.
We are so proud of our new sponsor.
I mean, the traffic on this thing, if you look at that weird GeoCities banner at the bottom, it has 1,121,266
visitors. Holy shit. Like, who bought this? Made $1 million by buying this website?
I mean, like, this sounds like something one of my buddies would have bought and been like, hey, man, I own buildavagina.com.
Yeah.
And they're like, good luck with that, you dipshit.
Yeah.
And now he's like driving a fucking Bugatti around. You're like, where did you get your cash?
Yeah.
So
a little buildavagina.com money.
I love the characteristics of a vagina. There's a section that's dedicated to just like describing what a real one's like.
Oh my God.
In case you guys don't know what it's like.
Which many of them don't.
This is like, what we're going for.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's so sad.
Can we got to make their banner our banner on the Facebook page.
Oh my God.
Their banner is fantastic.
The banner has literally a Pringles can, lotion, a melon, a USB
rubber
cord
bands.
For some reason.
You wouldn't know what it is unless you knew what it is.
Yeah.
Corn
once
flour.
You know, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
This is the real winner of, all right, guys, I gotta post this shit on.
We just stumbled upon like the second Sphinx or something.
Yeah,
like,
we did.
The Sphinx.
Oh my good God.
This is MacGyver meets frugality meets sex addiction.
Right.
I mean, this is all of you.
This is amazing.
All right, I'm gonna post this on Cocoa Fleshlights to make sure everybody's aware.
Yeah. wow. I'm just like,
I can't even.
How can we not solve global warming when humans are capable of such things? They're capable of such amazing things, and we're still befuddled by saving the planet. If only they would have.
You know what might solve our plastic problem? Because there's so much plastic floating around. I feel like if we can find a good way to fuck it, people will be motivated to pick it up and use it to fuck.
Yeah. Recycling. You know,
like, we're thinking of it wrong. We're like, pick up garbage because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Not going to appeal to people.
Not going to appeal.
Mm-mm.
But if you pick up garbage and you can fuck it.
It's a free thing you can fuck.
Now everyone be picking up garbage and then fucking it.
That's amazing.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I still think a coconut, like on the list of, you know, top 50 things to fuck is like somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
Personally. But I do like this story and the fact that this guy's story, like,
it's just it's got legs.
And it uncovered, I mean, it's like, it's almost like the Catholic Church, you know, molestation scandal. Like,
it's true.
One kid's like, yeah, I was molested in the 60s by a priest. And then every other kid's like, so was I. So everybody in the world
is much like Catholic priests molesting kids.
This is the exact same thing, if you ask me.
Exactly the same exact thing.
It's 1-to-1.
Yeah. Totally agreed on that one.
Wow.
My question with one more question about this guy. He lives in northern Mozambique.
Right. Well, he lived. I don't know if he still does.
He lived. So at the time, I'm assuming you would have like plenty of coconuts to choose from. Why hold on to the same one? I think he really liked it better once he wore it in.
Yeah, see, this is one of my big confusing points on this too, is like, maybe
I would use a freshie.
Maybe he's just not a logical guy, but at the very least, clean the motherfucker out. I mean, you can rinse literally put it in the fucking ocean or the creek bed, whatever water supply you have.
But that's just a recurring theme. Just put it in and throw it out. You know how
you clean cleats? You like clack them together?
Yeah.
Like take two coconuts, clack it together.
Get it out.
Get that paste out. And then just let it cook in the sun.
Oh, my
God. Kill any germs. Yeah. And just get back into it.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing. It really is. This whole...
Being a teenager and having boners and needing to masturbate it out is definitely a real thing.
Right.
And there has to be... Like, they're going to do it somehow, right?
Yeah, so
like,
I totally get that desire.
But this is a really funny way to attack it. I wonder now that I have a small child who's not old enough to jerk it yet, but, you know, what do you have a talk? Do you have a talk with your kid? Like, okay, there's going to be a time.
Just be safe.
Just like, okay, be safe. Like, please don't fuck any of our house fruit. Keep the decorative bowls decorative.
Yeah. Like, keep them decorative. They're
for guests to think we're classy. Yeah.
You use your allowance. That Pringles can is a lady.
Yeah, ask for consent.
Those are my snacks. That's daddy's snacks.
This is Pringles. She has autonomy over her own can.
He keeps saving all the Pringles cans.
So, you know, interesting. You know what? When I think about, when I think back when I was 15 and I think about the things that people would masturbate with, I can't think of anything as my guy friends would do anything crazy.
Yeah.
I think most guys at that age are like not eager to talk about masturbating with their friends though.
Yeah.
But I did hear more rumors about girls though. Because I think fruit, there's a lot more fruit that's phallic.
That's kind of interesting. Than it is vaginal. Yeah.
And then there's stuff like shampoo bottles and shit that I used to hear about.
Yeah.
So,
dude, I heard about a curling iron one time and I was
that sounds dangerous.
You need to not do that because you never know. Like, you never know if that thing's
pubes
actually
are already,
on.
Pubes
hot off the presses.
No kidding. Jesus.
Bush is already curly.
Yeah, man. So, you don't,
you don't need to
use that straightening
and if
liquid.
You have enough to do like ringlets, then there's a problem.
I prefer a straightener.
Yeah. Picture straightened, like 5-inch long pubes. Like beautifully straightened with like a little 50s flip.
Yeah, that's how it is in Tokyo.
Like Mary Tyler Moore. Yeah.
Yeah, they're cool.
They are. They're always on the edge. The
cutting
front,
edge of fashion.
Yeah, they're very avant-garde.
And you know, there's also those stories about like the octopus and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like tentacle porn and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I also have never understood about that side of it. So I guess it's probably... But then, you know, you also hear about, like people in small village towns fucking goats and stuff like that.
Oh, so, all the time.
So maybe it's, like, this guy was a little bit more of, like, the, I'm going to, my goats, I don't want to harm them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fuck something that I have a less emotional relationship with.
I support that so much because I have a real problem with people fucking goats and chickens and other animals. It's like
people fuck chickens.
Yeah, and that's gonna kill the chicken.
That sounds difficult.
That kills the chicken. And honestly, like
that's ridiculous.
It's
Nobody's
just animal
doing
cruelty.
That.
It. Let's Google it. Chicken.
Is that your work computer?
Oh yeah. Okay. It is. Well, there's the first thing is liveleak.com. This man is fucking a chicken.
Maybe it's a metaphor for Trump's political stances.
Maybe. That's wrong. That's honestly animal cruelty.
I think you're probably right. I mean, let's be very clear for anybody who isn't totally sure about our stance on any of this.
Yeah.
We do not think it's a good idea to have sex with Mrs. Pringles.
Uh-uh.
Anything but a honeydew, pretty much.
Yeah, honeydew. Like,
I don't know.
You can fuck
like,
a honeydew.
Honeydew's
that's
asking
fine,
for it.
But,
I think it's... I mean, a Pringles can, like... Who gives a shit, right?
Right.
Like,
I'll take that.
I mean, it's
a corporate.
It shows a little gusto, a little get up and go. Like somebody had to kind of get up and engineer, go to the 99-cent store, get the right.
We have to get some weird foam like that. That buildavagina.com suggests like a special.
Yeah, but those are like
foam. You have to go to like Home Depot.
We should totally do that one day.
Build
go
one
to
of
Home
our
Depot
own?
And like just go in three separate foam? Directions and then come back to the center and be like, okay, what did you get?
What's the most fuckable shit that you can found?
Yeah.
Well, I found nails.
Oh my God. I found
bag of nails.
Yeah,
bag of nails and some.
You fail. You're not on my survival. I found team.
Bag of nails and a microwave.
Yeah.
So
here's a microwave, a doorknob, and some zip ties.
I'm literally looking around your house right now, Frida, and like
what could be
trying to see like what would be the.
Let's
most,
just. Yeah, like
what would be actually. Okay, so.
A vacuum cleaner.
This is. Okay, that's. So I think vacuum cleaner is a clear number one.
Yeah. it is.
So let's go around and just look around the room really quick and find the one most
electric
eligible.
Electric fly swatter's out.
So we're talking just guys, right?
Yeah. That's the theme of the.
Let's just pretend.
I think women. I can find look, like
I can
a
find
handful.
Like 18
yeah, there's like a thousand
here.
Things here.
We're in a post gender kind of a world.
Exactly.
Right. Why don't you just
gender?
Play along?
We're
what
just
is gender?
On theme here.
Yeah, gender isn't real.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No, it's a construct.
Tell that to the guy who effed a coconut.
Exactly. <That's true. laughs> Tell that to the coconut.
I mean, I'm seeing a couple candles that I think would probably work
once they're warm.
I think you're yeah. The amount of time you have while the wax is liquid.
You could probably do it anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fast.
Oh, my that's God. True. But then
you
got, how do you get
you're on
it
the
off?
Clock.
What about that Sonos speaker over there?
Where?
I don't know what's in the components, but...
What's the thing called on a speaker that you don't want to push in, like the little bulb?
Oh,
it's like a really... You know, like a high...
tube? That little, I don't think your Sonos has tubes, but...
No, but I'm talking about older speakers.
Tubes, probably.
Those, you know, it's like a concave...
Oh,
like,
you're talking about literally the cone.
And someone always like yeah. poke it in high school and yeah. be like, dude, you poked my cone.
Yeah.
Yeah. My cone. I feel like that maybe would attract
dude,
a couple
my cone.
13-year-olds.
Yeah.
What about the, like picture like, you know, there's just like 13-year-old kids walking around with boners.
Yeah, and they
like zombies
something.
And they're just like looking for stuff to plug.
Okay.
I think it would have to be the only thing I see that's and maybe this is because I'm an adult with some fucking
yeah.
ethics in my life and some sense of pride.
It's a
the only thing I see is the vacuum cleaner.
Yeah. That's what I'm focusing on personally. If we take it out of the equation and get a little more creative, I'm looking at a few things. We've got a plastic extra virgin olive oil container.
Oh, wow.
You
that's
need
a
to
squash.
Widen that a little bit. Cut the very top off.
Depends, I guess.
Yeah, depends.
You might not need to.
You probably don't even need to empty out the oil then.
No, keep
no,
the oil.
I
wouldn't. Keep the oil
yeah.
in there.
Yeah.
And then...
is it really nice oil or is it...
It's extra virgin.
It's extra virgin.
Yeah. Well, that's...
I mean, that's...
Especially nice then. Really.
That's preferable.
The
I
best.
Feel dirty for saying
your,
that.
Your
and
child,
I'm not even serious.
Your
yeah.
child was just looking at me straight yeah. in the eyes, and I just felt
shame.
Horrible about myself, and
absolute
I need to
shame.
Leave.
Okay.
He was looking with these big, innocent blue eyes, and I'm like,
what
God,
are you guys
what
talking
am I doing
about?
With my
gotta
life?
Grow up sometime, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not even going to continue that sentence because I had another component, but it's so wrong.
I mean, I see you have infinite jest on your wall too, which
mm-hmm.
I think would probably work.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's so thick, you could kind of bore out. Like
yeah,
a,
totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter what's written inside.
It definitely
nobody reads it.
You get your coconut screw and you bore out a hole. And then, you, and then what you do is you soak the book in like a margarine.
Oh, yeah.
Or like
it's
a lard.
Probably the best use for
butter,
that book.
Butter or lard are very important.
Something like processed, I think. Sounds better.
Yeah.
I mean, look,
something that'll congeal under the right temperature.
I'm not using my organic coconut oil. That's too goddamn expensive.
Oh my God. Yeah. What if you took the plug out of that bouncy ball chair
ooh.
And
oh.
put it in there? But then doesn't that come back to that physics thing called Delta P?
Oh,
where literally wow. it would like rip your dick off.
Oh, I don't know. But
for anyone listening,
that kind of crosses out my vacuum cleaner.
Check
idea,
out though. YouTube Delta P because it's the most interesting. Science
right.
video you'll ever see.
And our sponsor, buildavagina.com for our PDF instructions on how to build their feature this month, Mrs. Pringles.
PDF. Because you're going to want to just print that and delete your browser history. You don't want that
full
up.
Full build instructions. Pringle, Mrs. Pringles. All right, I'm just going to read through this. Build difficult, easy. You'll need an empty tube of Pringles. A tennis ball tube would work. That's true. Two
yeah.
small car wash sponges. A latex glove or condom and some bubble wrap if you want to add texture.
Yeah.
Sandwich the latex glove between the two sponges. Place bubble wrap around the sponges first if you want to add texture. Okay.
Okay.
Push the glove sandwich into the Pringles tube so that the glove cuff is sticking out. Fold the latex glove cuff around the top of the Pringles tube.
Hmm.
Use a rubber band or tape glove, two tape glove in place. to make a small hole at the bottom of the tube to prevent suction. Wouldn't you want to increase suction?
Yeah, right?
I think you need some sort of way to let the air out, or else you're going to get that P2 dick ripoff thing.
Oh, that's true.
Like, I saw a video of a crab being sucked into something by Delta P. If that thing came apart, you don't want your dick getting sucked into
something.
Yeah, it sounds
like a black hole, but like...
Yeah.
It is.
For dicks and crabs.
Yeah.
You go from taking up so much mass to taking up no mass.
Let me ask you this question. You're in an airplane full of families, women, children, babies. And there's a hole in the window about the size of your pee-pee.
Delta P, man.
Delta P. You can stick your wang in there.
To save
Delta
people?
P will probably rip it off.
It's gonna,
what, but you're going to rip everybody else?
No, you're going to save everybody, but you're going to lose your...
Think of the speed that... Even if Delta P didn't get it, the speed at which that plane's going, imagine it, your dick blowing in the wind.
But it might
sounds
lengthen
awesome.
It.
It would be like hundreds of... hundreds of miles an hour.
Yeah.
That thing would come off no matter
what. At least
what.
600 miles an hour. But then, and your wang might like then drag to the left after that.
Yeah.
Forever.
Or it might like whack a bunch of Canadian geese and then you're going to go down. You're going to go down.
Oh my God.
Then you got another Sully situation.
Hey, Delta P, you got to watch out for it.
Yeah.
Oh my
You got to be safe.
Guys,
educate yourself.
There are tons of comments on these build instructions too.
Jesus.
Like tip instructions, like, you know, what you're forgetting is Delta P or something like that. You're not factoring in.
And then it's literally
exterior
grip. It's like the first guy. Oh my God, this is amazing. Just found it. Came loads, even more than the real thing. Oh my God, this works great. It's way better and gives better orgasm than using your hand. Would recommend 10-10. Use socks. Put the socks into the can the same way you would with a glove. As many layers of socks as you can require. One sock to the next and glove last. And you can also try an elastic band around a sock a little way from the entrance for a bit of clinching effect.
Mm.
You guys are fucking losers.
Who laid that comment down?
And then the comment after that, it said, actually, they're all fucking Pringles cans.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Damn, you guys. I feel like we really got to the bottom of it.
I feel like we solved this one.
This is really awesome.
I feel like we might revisit this one again.
Yeah.
How much of this is like... nostalgia for puberty years versus sort of people just being in shock that this actually happens versus it's actually happening. It's real.
It's happening
like
around us right now.
This is the biggest thing on the internet this week, I think.
Yeah. I mean, the reason we wanted to cover this and why it's such a beautiful thing is because by the time you hear this, maybe we'll be kind of over the cusp, but we're recording this.
Peak meme.
Yeah.
Maybe a little. I mean, this is like peak underground meme. Like, this isn't Harambe status where kind of CNN's going to cover it.
Yeah.
If they do, then they're going to be late, right?
Yeah. And they never would.
They never would.
Right.
They got AARP as a sponsor.
Yeah. We're watching this. We're watching a sub generate in real time.
Yeah.
Which is a beautiful thing. So I think everybody, no matter what your opinion is on inanimate objects fucking, join this subreddit.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention. It's hot right now.
Yeah.
A lot of people coconutting. So
track it. Pay attention.
Right.
Love it. Try it.
Try it.
Try
it for yourselves.
So I think we're going to be wrapping this one up soon. So before we do... I think we need to get back to gilding people.
Yeah.
Because there was a time when we would gild somebody every episode. I think we only did that like maybe 3 episodes and then we forgot to do it.
But
we're bringing it back because we're trying to get back to formalized pod structure. So I think, what's your guys' vote? I don't want to give the guy who originally came up with it the gold because you know what?
He's rich.
Everybody's given gold. He's a billionaire right now.
Yeah. Exactly. And I don't know. I feel weird about... Well, should we give it to IFuckedACoconut_AMA who just like knew this would happen 7 months ago?
That guy, you know, I'm saying that guy or the girl who had the audacity to ask why you would ever do this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the girl that fucked a lime with her husband.
Whoa. Graphic.
That was a pretty intense story. I do love it. Let's look at their names.
Okay.
This one might be... So, COD is my co-pilot, is the female I gotta ask.
Okay.
And then the...
Someone Pick a Healer is Lime Woman.
Someone Pick a Healer?
Yeah, I don't like that name that much. But I like her. She has she's fun.
She is fun. I'm going the female that was asking questions.
Yeah.
I think I like her curiosity. I like her curiosity. I like it too.
I think it's good for the sub.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Keeps people talking.
We're in a post-gender society, you know?
Yeah.
So. Yeah, gender doesn't exist.
What's her name?
What's its name?
What's its name? Exactly. Sorry.
What's his, her, or that's name?
Yeah.
I think that's gonna catch on like Ebonics.
What?
His, hers, or that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
In 5 years, guys, everyone's going to be talking like that. So just get used to it.
Oh, all right.
So, Coco Fleshlights. All right. What's this girl's name? Are you going to guild her right now?
Yeah, I might as well.
Live guilding?
Do we? I think I have one more credit until I have to spend more money.
Yeah, guild her.
Okay, let's see. Where is she? As a female. I was... control effing woman, but she said female.
There we go.
Her name is COD is my co-pilot.
Cool. All right. Give her the gold. Let her know we're talking about her on the pod.
We love you.
And that she's in our Gilden books.
Yeah.
Okay, so now
random.
Random. Hit a couple randoms. Let's see where we land. And then
just hit one. Cross-dressing.
Ooh, tell us a little bit about that.
Looks like people posting pictures of themselves cross-dressing, and I think it's probably a lot of people doing it for the first time publicly, and it's like their way of like coming out to a large audience that's anonymous, but also like
I like that.
Feedback seems supportive.
So that's a nice thing. That's support group for people who are trying to do cross-dressing.
I'm sure there's a lot of trolling going on, but it doesn't seem like that's what. Wins.
Not the point.
That's not the point. This is like, hey, support me.
Do people
I'm trying this?
Do people cross? I've never really understood the appeal of cross dressing, apart from maybe just walking a mile in her shoes type thing.
It seems like an urge that like has to come out for people, yeah. Right? Like I mean,
it's the same thing with like being gay for me. It's like I just don't really have the urge, so I don't feel like I need to pursue it.
Well, you hate gay people?
Yeah. Just,
yeah. What's the deal, man?
It's like it's like gay people. I just hate them. So.
You probably would have become a crossdresser by now.
Yeah. Or at least I'd be aware of it.
If it was something you were into.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm supportive of people who want to do it. Whatever you got to do, you know?
I honestly think cross-dressing looks so fun. Like, let's be honest, women's clothing is really fun.
It's way prettier.
It's pretty. There are lots of different types of clothing, different shoes, different, you know, skirts, dresses, pants, like anything.
You're making me not want to. Do it more and more. Like every time you're like, I'm like, yeah.
There's so many details and it requires so much work.
Yeah.
So much, like, I can't just wear a gray t-shirt every day.
Well, see, that's how you know you're not a cross-dresser.
The attributes of cross-dressing that make people want to cross-dress. So like what you just said, where there's like cool designs and frills and things flow in different ways. I'm like, well, maybe I'm just a creative person, but I'm kind of like, what are the male versions of that?
Yeah.
That can satisfy those things. If they don't exist, how do you make a masculine version of something with flow that feels like an interesting iteration of dressing nice, right?
Right.
So that's kind of where my head goes. Like, all right, so maybe instead of wearing like a dress, what's like an oversized trench coat that seems like a cool thing to own?
You know what I mean? Like there's definitely a lot of guys who like spend a ton of time on their outfit.
Totally.
And wear all the
right. The
accessories and stuff. And then there's, I think a lot of guys just wear for comfort.
Yeah.
Like what's like the sort of comfort version of clothing?
I guess my closest thing with cross-dressing would be like, what does it feel like to wear high heels just to like get an idea of what a woman
do you wear
feels
like boots with a big heel on it?
Well, I'm not that crazy of a dresser anyway. Like I pretty much wear black metal shirts every day. That's pretty much all I have. Yeah. So I'm like, I don't know why I would do that.
Do you like dressing up at parties? Or
no, I hate it. Fucking hate it.
It's become a huge, it's not become, it's now just a hassle. Like I'm like,
I hate dressing up
I'm just going to stay home.
Yeah.
I used to maybe like it, but it's.
Are you guys talking about like Halloween parties?
I guess, but like a theme party at someone's birthday or something.
I mean, whenever Halloween happens, I try to really lean into how I look in general. So it's like.
You just go as like
I go as Jesus, Andrew WK, or like a miscellaneous member of in Game of Thrones. Pretty much.
Anybody from Megadeth?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Like that's usually my outfit. What'd you get, boobs?
I'm trying to gild this person and it's really fucking me up.
You can do it a little later. We don't have to do it now.
All right. Well, I just found a subreddit called What's In This Thing.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
That sounds really cool. This subreddit's a place for anyone who has acquired a safe, piggy bank, briefcase, treasure chest, barrel, thumb drive, bottle, locker,
storage unit,
I need to know what's
abandoned
inside.
Home, bomb shelter, antique can, maybe even a confidential file to post pictures of an adventure of finding out what's inside it. If you've come across a safe or mystery box, it can be dangerous to open it. Make sure you know what you're doing. Okay.
This sounds incredible.
Cool.
There's a guy that owns a house in Miami and they were digging up the foundation. They found a big safe that was Pablo Escobar owned the house before. This was like on the internet. And like he's like, I'm going to open it, but I'm not going to tell you what's inside of it kind of thing. And
dude.
I was thinking about that the other day. I'm like, God, what? You know, what was it? It's definitely fucking coke and cash and guns.
Totally.
And all the good stuff.
Or maybe it was like his family pictures and shit.
Yeah.
You know what would suck is it was like, his son's like first grade drawings of like a butterfly. And he's like, did my most prized possession.
Yeah. It's like, lame.
Boo.
Yeah. I want a Colombian money.
I want kilos and blow. I want some blow can and some cashish. I want the silver.
Boo.
Your kid's a shitty artist.
Oh, some of these are funny though, because it's like, okay, guys, like here's the safe I found in my basement. Like, let's open it. And usually there's nothing inside.
Right.
Well, always there's nothing
inside. It's always a big bummer.
It's like, here's Meemaw's needle top collection. You're like, no.
This one guy apparently works at Universal Studios, so he just took out a bunch of props of like fake money and gold bars, and he was like, whoa, guys, check it out. I give him credit for like not disappointing everybody, like every other post in the sub.
That's really funny.
God,
so anything
that's
good though?
That's a really cool
anything
sub.
Good?
That's a good one.
What's the top of all time?
Yeah, what's been just like a
top
found?
Of all time is the Mystery Vault. And it's
I hope it's Al Capone's vault that what's his name opened that made the big TV special.
My friend just moved into a former gang house. Upstairs looks pretty normal, but the garage under the house has heavy bars on all the windows and a thick steel door. Very mysterious. Notice how the power supply leading into the top of the vault, the handle looks like it's been ground off.
Hmm.
Surely the tape has something to do with the combination. Is there a way I can get into this thing? So it's like a story almost. So. Gives us a side shot of the vault. It's pretty big. There are some thick girders running through it. I'm not allowed to jackhammer it, according to my friend. And then it shows the front. He never gets into it. At least in the pictures.
So he literally just never gets
just
in?
Just takes a picture of the vault.
Cool story, bro.
Cool. Cool times, man.
What the fuck?
So I hit asexuality.
Oh,
so this is literally
the opposite of what we've been talking about.
Yeah.
Instead of fucking Pringles cans, people just eat the Pringles.
Yeah.
And leave the cans as is.
I'm good.
Yeah. So this
That's
is
awesome.
Literally, this is just a sub. I mean, this must be like high schoolers and shit, but it's like people who are just like, nah, I'm good. I don't need it. Don't feel it.
Like, oh, you guys want to, jerk off every 15 minutes?
Nah.
Don't know what that's like.
It's just like a hormonal.
I think so,
like,
yeah.
The perfect balance.
The top, this is ironic, and we'll end here because this is too well timed. So the top post for that is, guys, am I doing sexting right? Right? And it's a shot of exchange. It says, I'll just wake you up by putting something in my mouth. And then the guy responds with Pringles. And then the person responds with, LOL, was thinking something that's attached to you. And then the person responds with existential dread. And that's it.
That's
so,
pretty asexual.
That's pretty asexual.
That's really
so
cool.
I just found chickens and bonsai, and we'll save those for next time. Maybe.
Okay. Yeah.
Chickens and bonsai. Okay, cool. So we're getting into Joe Rogan time.
Yes.
So we're going to cut this one away. But person that we were talking about... you are getting a gold.
Cod is my co-pilot. You're getting
Cod
a gold.
Cod is my co-pilot.
Cod is my co-pilot.
I like that name more now that I think
that
about
too.
It. All right. is that Call of Duty you think they're talking about?
It might be. It has to be.
I hope it's just an actual
like
the
fish.
Cod.
Fish.
Just an Alaskan fish person. Ooh. Ooh, I get to Live. Am I supposed to fuck this or what?
Yeah. Take the batteries out.
Dude, that's really actually freaky.
It's kind of good perfect size, actually.
You have to like hit the trigger as you hit the fly.
We're talking about the electric fly swatter. All right, the fly went away. Saw me holding this thing. All right, we got to go. Joe Rogan time. So
thanks
this is
so
Digi
much.
Reddit. My name is It's Your Dad.
Dog boobs.
Am I free day?
We'll be back next week with another subreddit episode about. We didn't do that one about Ask a Trump Supporter, which I think is pretty fascinating.
Yeah, we should do that.
We'll check in next week with what's going on the internet.
What's going on the internet? All right, cool. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.